A Midwest high school is where we begin. John is a hacker, not scared to get in and keep out of reach from his parents again, cause he was a nuisance. At least that's what they said or they shouted when being abusive. But this wasn't typical, cause most of the time the abuse he received had been physical. A healthy teenager changed to the minimal. 85 pounds on his frame made it pitiful. Alive in his mind, he nurtured a trust, cause that was the only thing they couldn't touch. He took up hacking to push away comatose Proico exploits, racism overflows. He made two friends named Mike and Tim, and come to find out they were just like him. This was a sight, shot cause his grades were the hex code for white. An F in each class means he wouldn't pass. His parents were certain the punishment for that. Terrified of going home and facing the facts, John, Mike, and Tim made a plan and it hatched. The school had an Oracle database saved. They would hack with a zero day to clear away grades, commit on an update to set in straight A's. The parents would never know, then they'd be amazed. Thought about alternatives, but they refused it. Tired of seeing John at school with new bruises. Second bell class, the IDS logs had seen their attacks. Police came in with cuffs for arrest, took them and booked them in front of the press. The DA and judge had to make an example, so they came down hard with the sentences handled. Mike went to court with terrified fears, locked up in juvie for 2 more years. Tim pleaded out, he knew what the verdict is. Placed in a home under social services, alone in his own, not a lot to share. Locked in and scared under foster care. He called John's parents, but they wouldn't speak, cause John went missing at the end of last week.
Investigating an unusual and sophisticated cyber attack that took place yesterday.
They are thieves, or they would be thieves if they could.
Three of them. What we were seeing is that
often leads to deadly crashes.
Usually, these types of attacks target a company or a government's webpage.
Kind of a big day of shock.